Do you still use materials from both areas, though? It looks like you still use cedar bark from Southeast Alaska, but still using agave and as well in your baskets?
Okay, so my current basket. So my husband had a liver transplant at the University of Washington Medical Center. December 19th, 2016 is when he got his new liver. So it was unexpected. I was actually coming back from Mexico and I met him at the airport and we were supposed to fly back like 3 days later. And that was the end of October. So he ended up in the hospital and was basically in and out of the hospital until June of the following year. So I started weaving baskets when we were in the hospital. So my materials changed on my last baskets, and this includes about 12 baskets. So because I didn't have cedar bark, and also some people are allergic to it, I had to find other materials to weave with. So I found wax linen thread and beads, and that was what I wove in the hospital. So my current baskets have a twine top, which relates to the raven's tail weaving that I learned, and then the bottom is looped cedar bark, which I did when I came back to Ketchikan. So each of the twine bands on my baskets, they would take about a month to make, and they all relate. If you look on the newest ones on my website, they're all these baskets, but they all relate to his transplant.
Wow.
And so we were gone. So let's see. So from like the end of October 2016, we didn't get home till September of 2017. So that's when I wove my latest baskets.
Okay, wow. So then, how long does it take from start to finish collecting materials to weaving to beading for a basket like that? It's.
Well, like I say, the bands that I was weaving, so I work, okay, so I do the other part of this puzzle is I was trying to figure out a way to weave from top to bottom. So that's kind of the title of the workshop, is top to bottom. So we're going to weave from the top to the bottom because most baskets you start on the bottom and you weave to the top. So I was looking at some netbags from Guatemala at the Phoebe Hearst Museum in Berkeley, and they accidentally included an Athabascan babiche bag, which is a net bag, but it's made from caribou and not from agave fiber. And I kind of over the years figured out a way, instead of the band of caribou hide, I incorporated my twined band into the top, and then the bottom is all looped. So the top band, I work around my knees, and I start at the top and work down. And then the bottom is looping, is the simple looping like the Guatemalan net bags. And the bottom actually goes pretty quick. I can usually do the actual technical part in about a week. But then the harvesting, of course, is a whole other thing. Harvesting cedar bark, you go out in the spring and process it. It takes days to, scrape the outer bark and get the pieces to the size that you need. And then the reed I buy from a store, so, and that just is a matter of soaking it and just putting it in. The original basket I did, I didn't have any reed in it. I just did the looping, and then I put a layer of what's called woven abaca, which is a banana leaf fiber inside. But it wasn't, the thing is that like a bag, it was soft. It didn't hold its shape as good. So that was when I started incorporating the reed, so it would be more of a structured basket.
So, for people thinking about signing up for your workshop, how difficult is the technique they're going to learn?
It's not difficult at all. What I've done is I've simplified it. I'm still calling it from top to bottom, but we're not going to be doing the twine band. So what I am bringing for materials, I'm bringing wax linen, I'm bringing lots of beads, and I'm bringing flat and round reed. So we're going to do the top part first, but it's, like I say, not a twine band. We're just going to take beads and wax linen and do one row around the top, and then I'll show people how to do the looping for the bottom, which is a repetitive technique. So I would say that basketry skills are not needed, but it would be good if people like working with their hands and kind of that kind of thing. I was also going to say the talk on Thursday night, what that is going to cover is I'm going to talk about place and materials as they relate to mostly Southeast Alaska and the region where I do a lot of my research, Central America, Northern Latin America. So I was going to talk about the materials that are used for making baskets and also the techniques. And then I was going to go into people that I know that are doing contemporary baskets and the materials that they use and shapes and what is a basket. It's just kind of really taken off.